The apparent murder of relief worker Margaret Hassan in Iraq has underscored the increasingly dangerous and difficult situation facing international aid workers there. Relief organizations have had to decide whether to stay or go. Anna Schoengert was Catholic Relief Service's emergency coordinator in Iraq. Her organization left the country earlier this year. She joins us now from member station WYPR in Baltimore. Ms. Schoengert, thanks very much for being with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
What was Catholic Relief Services doing, operating, I gather, in the Shiite South?
Yes, we worked with 85 communities in the lower south of Iraq, which usually was in the form of rehabilitating schools, water resources and supplies, roads, bridges, playgrounds, and other community infrastructure.
Was security a concern from the first?
Actually, not from the first. When I went in there in June of 2003, it was quite stable in the lower south of Iraq. I was able to move around relatively freely, and our staff were able to get out to the communities that we were working in without much trouble whatsoever. As the year progressed and as the situation in Baghdad in the north changed, we found it becoming increasingly difficult to operate. It became more dangerous for the foreign staff, myself and my three colleagues, mm-hmm. to move around to our communities, and it did become more dangerous as the year went on.
Of course, we've heard about the kidnappings, but were there other factors you had to deal with in everyday life?
Well, after the United Nations was bombed in Baghdad in August, there was a swell of insecurity in the lower south. In November of 2003, the Italian military headquarters in the town of Nasiriyah, which is about 2 hours north of Basra, was bombed, and our sub-office was located next to it and was destroyed in that bombing. 12 of our staff were very seriously injured. That kind of marked a turning point in the security environment in the lower south. As the year went on, we started having more shootings in the streets in Basra, to the point where by the spring it was happening daily. And with the kidnappings starting in the north, kidnappings followed suit in the south. There were threats by insurgent groups in the lower south to seek out foreigners, and the climate became much more worrisome. We were never explicitly targeted, for which I'm very thankful.
Do you think at some point your programs were seen as part of the occupation?
I think we struggled a lot to keep that clearly separate. We deliberately kept our distance from coalition forces. We did not ask for their escort in the field. We did not hook up with military convoys. And we explained to our community members how distinct we were. But this is a culture that did not have a history or a tradition of non-governmental organizations. Everything was governmental for mm-hmm. most of the last 40 years.
You had to say goodbye to the Iraqi staff?
Yeah, we sure did.
That a bad moment?
It was really hard. We had 55 staff, and they were split between Shiite Muslim, Sunni Muslim. We had Christians, and we had some Kurdish people as well. And the first part of the year, we had to work hard to form a team. And by the end of that year, it was a real family. We were celebrating religious holidays together. We were hanging out with each other on the weekends. And it's been my experience that the minority of people always cause the majority of problems. And I think that's certainly the case in Iraq. The people that I met there were creative and hardworking and ambitious and desperate to have a bright future for their families. And they're very much like you and I, and I respect them tremendously.
Ms. Schoengert, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Anna Schoengert was Catholic Relief Services Emergency Coordinator for Iraq from June 2003 until May of this year.